Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Governor Tony Evers' signature Wednesday on the 2019 Wisconsin Act 14 sets up regulations so work can progress on the expansion of 5G cellular technology. Evers says the bill lets Wisconsin catch up with the rest of the Midwest. Now the regulations will be in place for the deployment of wireless equipment and facilities for the improved cell service. Evers also signed two other bills at a Wednesday ceremony. And in Adams County, Rome police say they took a 33-year-old man into custody after getting a call from the CIA about a bomb. The federal agency said it had received an email saying a bomb had been built and would be used to kill a person in Wisconsin Rapids. Chad Rosniak was arrested as he arrived at his home, and he admitted he had a bomb stored on its property. The Dane County Sheriff's Office Bomb Squad took possession of the device. Police haven't said who was the target. And the Conference of Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Governors and Premiers has approved a resolution supporting a plan to keep the Asian carp out of Lake Michigan. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers would use underwater loudspeakers, electric cables, and air bubble curtains to stop the invasive species at the Brandon Road Lock and Dam near Joliet, Illinois. The state and province leaders are urging Congress to appropriate $778 million for the project. And state grant money is helping an equestrian event this weekend. It's the third year of the Northwoods Triple Crown, held at the Langlade County Fairgrounds in Antigo. State Department of Tourism spokesperson Christina Levon says they recently presented a nearly $5,900 marketing check to promote the event.
And this is the third year that the Department of Tourism has supported it with a joint effort marketing grant. And essentially every year the grant funds have gone to help build the event, and then in the following years, the money has supported the expansion of the event, so reaching new visitors to bring into the area.
Other activities Friday, Saturday, and Sunday include a look at the logging history and a Wild West show. Levan says joint effort marketing grants are designed to promote these types of events.
And it's the way that the Department of Tourism can infuse dollars into local communities. It's how we can help support destination marketing organizations, CVBs, chambers of commerce, in their efforts to start an event or perhaps rebrand their destination to essentially attract more visitors.
Professional bull riders and barrel racers from throughout the Midwest will compete for cash and prizes in the Bulls and Barrels performance. There's the Grillmasters Challenge, where local and regional teams compete for the title of Northwoods Grillmaster. The event is presented by Black Hawk Hill Horse Park. And the Visit Milwaukee effort says the League of United Latin American Citizens annual convention starting today is a test run for next year's Democratic National Convention. LULAC is bringing in more than 15,000 visitors to the downtown area starting today, less than one-third of the 50,000 expected for next summer's Democratic National Convention. Despite that, the weekend's convention is the largest of the year. It's expected to mean $2.5 million for the local economy. And a statue honoring the sacrifice and service of a fallen Sun Prairie firefighter will be placed near the department headquarters, just one block away from the site of last year's deadly gas explosion. Wednesday was the one-year anniversary of the explosion, which killed Corey Barr and flattened an area of downtown Sun Prairie. Organizers had hoped to have the statue installed yesterday, but the plans weren't quite finalized in time. The weather forecast for this afternoon looks like a delightful afternoon with a high temperature near 77 degrees and not nearly as humid. For tonight, clear, low 53. Friday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 83. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the high temperature is expected to be in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. And it's a good time to call in your pledge in this first day of our Summer Friends Drive here on WXPR. Call in your pledge at 715-362-6000 or 800-236-8292 or online at WXPR.org. Call now. I'm Ken Kroll.